Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The discovery and development of antibiotics changed medicine forever, but an increase in drug-resistant bacteria is turning the clock back in some ways. Anders Hawkinson, assistant professor of microbiology and immunology at the University at Buffalo, reveals a discovery that could soon have superbugs on the run.
When scientists discovered penicillin in the 20th century, it opened the door to a new era of fighting disease. Antibiotics that kill bacteria enabled doctors to treat and eradicate infections from food poisoning to pneumonia. Today, however, we're facing new challenges. Some bacteria, including several that can cause lethal infections in humans, have stopped responding to antibiotics. These pathogens, often referred to as superbugs, are a major public health concern, not because they're better at causing disease, but because of our inability to eradicate them with current drugs. To address this problem, my research team has been studying a protein complex called Hamlet, which is found in breast milk. Using Hamlet, we're able to increase bacteria's sensitivity to antibiotics, forcing them to respond to drugs they were previously able to beat. The two main species of bacteria we have studied are Streptococcus pneumoniae, which causes pneumonia, and MRSA, which is a major cause of hospital-acquired staph infections. In the lab, Hamlet lowered the dose of antibiotics needed to kill bacteria by a factor of 8, and sometimes more. We also show that bacteria have a hard time developing resistance to Hamlet's sensitizing effect. I have long been interested in the protective effects of breastfeeding, so seeing Hamlet perform so well is very exciting. Since Hamlet occurs naturally in human milk, the risk of toxic side effects is low. To continue our research, I have started a company with my wife, Hazelin, a fellow scientist. Using agents such as Hamlet that do not in themselves kill the bacteria, but act to sensitize them to current antibiotics is a very attractive strategy, as such agents can be used widely in combination therapy. If Hamlet works in humans, it could extend the life of our current arsenal of antibiotics.
That was Anders Hawkinson of the University at Buffalo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.